We've been watching the pictures from Cairo, a crowd estimated at well over 100,000, intending to march on the presidential palace in Egypt, calling for Egypt's president, Hosni Mubarak, to step down at the very least by the end of the week. We'll see what happens today. So far, a peaceful protest, some would say a festive protest. Watching the pictures, like the rest of us, are people around the United States whose connections go deep into Egypt and to North Africa and the Arab world. Joining us now, Mona Shand, who's a news reporter for WHMI Radio in Michigan. Good morning to you, Mona.
Good morning.
What are your connections to Egypt and to the Egyptian-American community there in East Michigan?
Connections. My parents came from Egypt. They immigrated in the late 60s. They've been here in Michigan ever since. And, of course, they left behind a large family in Egypt. My mom is one of eight children, so her brothers and sisters are still there. My dad has his brothers and sisters, so now I have cousins who are married and have their children. So I have extensive family back in Egypt, and we also have a very strong Egyptian-American community here in Michigan.
Sounds like a huge social network there, watching all of the developments in Egypt. Yesterday, we had an amazing conversation here where a woman from Tunisia was talking about what had happened in her country, while a woman from Egypt, an Egyptian-American, was very much worried about what might happen in her country. That might be the case for Munsis Elbouri, who's a person who's lived here in the United States for 30 years but comes originally from Libya. Munsis Elbouri, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
He hails from Little Ferry, New Jersey. What are you seeing in the pictures from Egypt, particularly as you view what's going on in your own country, run by Muammar Gaddafi?
Well, we are under, the situation is worse in Libya, actually, because we are under that dictatorship for 41 years. And now what happened in Tunisia and in Egypt, it will have effect on what's going on in Libya. Right now, I think the people are watching and waiting, and probably something is going to happen in Libya too. I mean, this guy, he's been not just a dictator, he's a terrorist, actually. He's been behind a lot of things inside Libya and outside Libya. The last massacre created in Libya, actually, he killing 1,270 political prisoner in 1969, June 1969.
You're referring
to hours. In few hours.
Right, right.
This is
Munsis Elbouri, let me just say, would you describe yourself as a political dissident in exile from Libya? And I should say, you live in Columbia, Missouri, and you have a daughter in New Jersey, all of whom posted to the site thetakeaway.org. You're a political dissident?
Yes, I'm a political dissident, and also I was director of radio, small radio station in London from 2005 till 2008.
Right, right. Very much an activist here. Munsis, I want to get a comment from Mona Shand. What are your impressions of what you're seeing in Cairo, a place you know very well?
You know, it's really remarkable to see this. It's something that I never expected. I know my parents never expected it, and it's hard to even recognize Cairo when you see the images of the looting. You know, that's not the Cairo that we love. But then today, when you see this almost spirit of optimism with everyone gathered there, it is inspiring. You know, and I talk to my cousins, and I think, how can I not admire this call for freedom? I mean, they are crying out for what I have been lucky enough to experience my whole life, only because of one decision that my parents made, one lucky move on their part. You know, there before the grace of God, would I be in that situation myself? So it's really amazing.
Well, Mona, we've been speaking to people who are concerned about the continuation of protests should they go past this eighth day of them, just because they're worried about what will happen if the water shuts off, because people have lost a week's worth of wages, and in Cairo and throughout Egypt, sometimes that can mean have serious implications for a family. Have you heard from your cousins or anyone in your family about the situation just in terms of daily living there?
Absolutely. And they are terrified themselves. You know, they're at the point now where they literally are starting to not know where their next meal is coming from. There isn't food in the grocery store. There isn't money in the ATMs. So, you know, it is getting to a point where daily survival is in question. And yet, when we tell them, you know, find a way out, come here, we will take care of you, they say, no, we need to stay and fight for our country. We need to fight for our freedom.
And what do they say, Mona?
Conflicted.
What do they say, Mona, is going to protect them against what sounds like a prescription for chaos should the ability to survive become more difficult?
I think that they're trying not to think about that at this point. They're trying to focus their energy on what they can do for the country. You know, at nighttime, they do go down into the streets, the men of the families, and they, you know, they do kind of a makeshift neighborhood watch with whatever they can, sticks, bricks, you name it. And some nights they don't know who they're fighting against or who they're protecting themselves against, but they feel this commitment that they need to be there.
And you know men in your family who will be tonight grabbing the sticks, and we should say most people do not bear arms in Egypt, and protecting their neighborhoods tonight, Mona.
Yes, they've been doing it night after night, you know, doing whatever they can just to protect what they have.
Munsis El-Bouri, can you imagine crowds in the streets of Tripoli demanding what is being demanded of Hosni Mubarak in Egypt?
Well, it might happen, you know. In 2006, there is a huge crowd of people. They are demonstrating in front of the Italian consulate in Benghazi. And all of a sudden, the police shot one of them. And they everything's turned out to get against the government. And for 3 days in Benghazi, it was under the siege of the people.
Imagining, looking at the pictures in Egypt and imagining the various tipping points and thresholds in the entire Arab world. Mona Shand, news reporter for WHMI in Brighton, Michigan, and Munsis El-Bouri, a political dissident from Libya, has been in the United States for 30 years, calling us from Columbia, Maryland. Thanks to both of you.